The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Have the roles of men and women in society really changed that much? Now, more than ever, men and women are competing in the workplace, in parenting, even in relationships. It doesn't have to be that way. Welcome to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with your host, Naftali Schwartz. Today, a lot of people are delaying or even foregoing marriage. And when there are disagreements, instead of communicating, it's just too easy to forget it all. Maybe that's why divorce rates are so high. When we discuss our roles and communicate with each other, great things can happen. Now, here is Naftali Schwartz.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Naftali Schwartz, and here I am with another episode. My title is It's Time to Go Back to Basics, as you know. And I think first I would like to repeat what I start in my first episode, so I make it clear what is my basically my mission here. So I'm going to say this again. As we all know, we have many epidemics in our society. And what happened is that we have the, like I said, two of them, which I can give an example, is the obesity epidemic and the diabetes epidemic. So what I, as far as I'm concerned, I also call the divorce, what we're having today, I call that also divorce epidemic, because as you can see, statistically, more than 50% of people who get married, 50% of the couples, end up in divorce. And I find this very sad. And I don't believe it's really necessary to go that far, because if we all focus and change the way we look at things, then we certainly can do something about this divorce epidemic. It also has a lot to do with lack of commitment. We find that people are very afraid of the word commitment. And in the past, people really did not have a problem with that. In fact, people look forward to getting married. It's supposed to be a beautiful way to grow and help each other. People share their dreams, and it's just a whole different attitude at looking at marriage. Today, it seems the style is well, if we are not happy with our spouse, we'll just throw them away, just like we throw away an old pair of shoes, we throw away an old computer, we throw away an old car, so we'll just throw away our spouse and get a new one. And obviously people realize when they get married again, or they get involved with a new person, to their surprise, first, everything is great and wonderful. Oh, I just love this person. I love everything about this person. And when they get to know each other, uh-oh, well, look at that. Why are you behaving like this? And why are you telling me that? And what's going on? I thought we were happy and everything is great. So obviously, something is missing here. And in our relationship coach jargon, we call it three things, basically. It has to do with requirements, needs, and wants. And basically, what we are saying to people is that it's very nice to say, I love you, I love you, I love you. But do you really know what the word means? What does it mean, I love you? Love has all kind of definitions to different people. But the bottom line is caring. To me and my wife, It's all about caring. And when you care about somebody, you know, it's like caring for a pet, a dog, a cat, what have you. You can see how much people really care about their pets. They really go out of their way to make sure they take them to the vet. They give them the right foods, what have you. Give them a lot of, here we go with the word love. But somehow, when it comes to pets, people seem to know how to give love to the pets. So if they can give love to the pets, question is, can we theoretically do the same thing for human beings? That should be easier. But apparently, it's much harder because pets don't talk back to you. You know, pets basically have what you call unconditional love. That no matter what you do, they are going to love you. Whereby, compared to human beings, if they don't like what you do, they're going to let you know right away, I don't like what you do. And that's when the problem begins. So, on that note, I would like to start here with my wife, Hannah, who spoke the first time, too, and say a few more words on this subject. So, here she is.
Hannah. I can say is, yeah, a lot of people give nurturing to their dogs and cats and other animals that they have as pets, which is all very nice, but I would rather give nurturing to a baby or to another person, like you as my husband and like a good friend that you need to care for and help sometimes. All I can say is that if we use what we call the law of attraction, as we discussed in, or as you and Don discussed last week, you can do certain things with the universe to attract love into your life with another person. And, Holly, do you want to tell them what the law of attraction is again and let them know where we're going with this?
Yes. Okay, so in case some of our listeners didn't have a chance to tune to last week's episode, I had a very fascinating talk with our coach and mentor. His name is Don Guyberson. Really fascinating man. You don't meet people like him every day. And his specialty is working with the law of attraction, which basically says that whatever we do, everything in the world is the result of our thinking, positive or negative. Okay, so for example, he indicated that we're always attracting and manifesting. The real secret is learning to do it consciously and deliberately. So, for example, he says that most people focus on what they don't want in their lives, and therefore, what happens is they attract more of what they don't want. So, if you look at the world around us, what do we see? It's very sad, but we see that. He even asked the question, will we consciously and deliberately create a world of war, genocide, environmental destruction, great gaps between the rich and the poor, and so on? So what he's suggesting is that when you use a law of attraction in a negative way, we create a world which is really in bad shape. When we are concentrating on a positive way of law of attraction, we can attract to ourselves a lot of nice things, such as a happy marriage, such as people who want to do. Example is, I recently joined Greenpeace, and they're an amazing organization where they really want to preserve the planet. The whole idea is that what's the point of all of us trying to make millions of dollars and meanwhile Water will become all polluted. The food is poisoned. So all the money in the world is not going to help us if we cannot drink the water and we cannot eat the food. We are all going to die. So what's the point? So I said, this is an excellent example of organization who said, well, we are going to use the law of attraction to attract like-minded people like us to preserve the planet and save it for future generations. Now, how does that help in what we were talking about in terms of...
That sounds pretty good, yeah. Actually,
okay.
Remember that the title is Using the Principles of the Law of Attraction to Reverse the Divorce Epidemic. Why
yes.
don't we talk about some of those principles, such as alert, align, and allow.
Mm-hmm.
What are those indicators of law of attraction? Well, alert is when you're basically telling the universe about an intention that we have in mind that we want to create. Such an example could be, let's say, a person wants to get married. So how do they alert the universe that they want to get married? Well, they start looking for places where they want to meet their potential spouse, like a church or a synagogue, or a place where you would think you would find a good person, whether a male or female, that wants to get married properly and have a valued type of marriage. So you look in those places. And a line would be, an example would be you're dating, you're starting to date men or women that seem to have similar goals and values in common with you. And you're aligning the universe by letting them know you're about to get engaged. So you plan the engagement. And allowing, as the allowing principle of law of attraction, you start actually planning the wedding once you meet that person that you want to get married and you're already engaged to. So when you plan the wedding, the end result is actually going to be a marriage between two people. So the law of attraction results in working towards your goal until you bring it into reality after believing and taking action towards it. Is that correct, Naftali?
Yes, that's exactly what we're getting at. So now let me ask you, we discussed many times, Hannah, how we can start going forward. Again, our whole mission here is to get people to understand that the way we're going is really, as far as we're concerned, I don't want to be very negative here, but it seems to me like we're going on a train and the tracks are heading right over the cliff in terms of the breakdown of our society. As you and I know, the many people we talk to, especially young people, they say, what's the point of us even contemplating marriage? Because statistically, we can end up in divorce. So this creates a lot of disillusionment and really not much hope for the future for the younger generations.
Correct.
Okay. So therefore, what we want to do is we want to challenge, and I emphasize challenge, all our listeners, wherever they are, that it's time for us all sit together. You're welcome to send us your ideas. You're welcome to call us. We need ideas. How are we going to get together? Just like Greenpeace, they start with a small idea of finding a way to preserve the planet. And they tackle a lot of big, huge companies. And they said, no, it's not what one of our dear friends says. It is what it is. We have to say, no, we are going to change this attitude to saying we want our society back. We want our society back. We have a right to enjoy marriage the way marriage is meant to be, which is a union between a man, a woman, in our case, and we are growing. It's growing, it's nurturing, it's sharing our dreams, and showing children that we are responsible. We have a responsibility for our future generations to show them that the purpose of marriage is for people to learn to grow together, love each other, and nurture each other. Okay, now, I also, while on the topic, I would like to introduce again our dear friend, Laura LaMonaco, and she definitely knows a lot about this topic we're discussing here. So here she is again. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Apolly, but it is time for a break, so when we come back, I'll be answering your questions, okay?
Okay, thank you.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Are you a single parent trying to create the balance between home life and work life? You may be running a successful business, but how are your relationships with your family and children? If you're one of the thousands of people trying to juggle it all, tune in to Straight Up with Chris, real talk on business and parenthood, hosted by Chris Efesiou. Chris is the portrait of the success story. Coming to the U.S. with no language skills, founding and growing several businesses while raising his daughter from age 7 to adulthood as a single dad. Listen every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, well, hello, everyone. We're back. We were talking to Laura, and now we will continue with her. Go ahead, Laura.
Hello, good morning. Hello,
yes.
Guests out there. Thank you for tuning in to Voice of America with Naftali. Getting back to basics. Naftali, when we left before the break, you were talking about quite a few different things, and I had made a few notes here. One of the things that I made a note on was when you were talking, you were saying how the younger generation gives up before starting, basically saying that the younger generation isn't interested in marriage because they already assume that they'll go into a divorce. Am I correct or incorrect in stating that?
No, yes, that is our main concern here.
that is a concern. And that I understand that concern. And when we use the laws of attraction, what we can do is almost look at, in a sense, the new age way of thinking. A lot of people today, especially the younger generation, is into the new age. It doesn't necessarily mean the new age can go against the traditional values or the traditional thought. But often today's younger generation that would be at the age of marriage perhaps haven't been brought up in a spiritual or a religious environment. And that could be one way of looking at it as the new age. What they're doing or what they're following is exactly the law of attraction. And so getting out there, the whole idea of thinking about positive environments and, you know, if you want something, to really act as if you already have it, create that environment as if you already have it, and manifest within it. You gave a great example in regards to if you want to get married, act like you already are planning that wedding. Now,
yes.
What I would say is you have to make sure that you're not only willing to get married, but understand what marriage really is, what cohabitating really is, and sharing your life with somebody and that other person, your future spouse, sharing their lives. And with that, you really have to go back to our first show of communication. Now, with the laws of attraction manifesting, that's something also that it really helps if you continue that manifesting within the relationship as well from the beginning to the end. You mentioned loving a pet versus loving a person. Sometimes we do give up, especially in today's world. We're very busy. It's been a culture of ours to go very fast and not have time, and I believe that's why they have all those dating sites. Now, personally, I'm not really thrilled about the dating sites. However, those who have very busy lives have used them and have been successful. However, with all of that, there is a difference between loving a pet and a person. But loving, you know, having an animal is a great way to see if you're ready to have, you know, to share your life with another human, in the sense that if you've been living alone for a long time and you bring in an animal, you're still not necessarily with a human, but when you bring in an animal, you know, you still have to take some sharing responsibilities, you know, sharing your environment. And we all know, lots of us pet lovers, sometimes we share our beds and, you know, we have to make time for, you know, cleaning up after the animal, and we have to go shopping, maybe not down the same food aisles, but we have to get the pet foods. And so in a lot of ways, we can look at that as a little bit of a comparison. However, when we bring in another human being, someone that we love and we want to create a loving environment with, there's a lot of other things to look at. Now, a lot of times today, Naftali, you've said, again, I'm going to reiterate that, you know, a lot of younger generations are up for divorce before even thinking about marriage. And one of the things is that's different is in the past, there's been what's known as a tradition. And we can go back to the tradition of not even living together prior to marriage. A lot of people are doing that. And perhaps that may be part of the problem, or maybe that is part of the answer. It would really depend on the individuals and how they work together. So, Naftali, why don't we, could you answer, what is your outtake on, you know, the difference between back when, you know, you met somebody and you were proposed to or proposed to that person you felt you wanted to live the rest of their life with, and today, where a lot of people are doing more of a trial and error, moving in together and seeing if it works before making that marital commitment. And your thoughts on if that's, you know, part of where you think the problem may lie.
No, Laura, you brought a very, very interesting point, because I found out that it's sad to say, even I spoke with Hannah a few times, we know people who live together literally for 7-8 years, live together, okay, and it appeared like, okay, now it's time to get married. And when they finally did get married, they end up in divorce. So it started making you think, what is going on here? You see, because theoretically, if you know, after 8 years, you should know each other very well, right? So, so it appears to me that is the whole purpose of the marriage institution. It psychologically, it binds the people together, the man and woman, to realize, you know, we have an obligation to each other. We're here to take care of each other. It's not just, you know, well, if I'm just going to get tired of you, I'll just pack my bags and leave, because I'm not obligated to you in any shape, way, or form. However, when you are married, there is that psychological bonding that you form with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There is that psychological. Now, let me ask you this. Let me put an idea out there. When we commit as a couple, a lot of people are afraid of divorce. Like you mentioned, a friend that was living together for 7 or 8 years, and then as soon as they got married, they got divorced. Perhaps, what are your thoughts on the idea of commitment going into the human brain, and the idea of that commitment is now set in stone? We're now given the fear of the unknown. We're given the responsibility of another, and we lack the control of just ourselves.
Yes, that's exactly my point. Somehow it appears, Laura, that today something has shifted. I mean, this has been going on for years now. Something has shifted in the attitude of people today, that marriage, that piece of paper, you know, that we sign and we get a license, it doesn't mean anything. Where in the past, people took it very seriously. You know, well, congratulations, we are now married. What does that mean? What is the significance of that marriage certificate? And that's what I am determined to find out by talking to many people, is what is going on. I mean, I know it started in the 70s with that time President Ronald Reagan. He was the governor of California. I did research about it. In the 1970s, he started with this concept of no-fault divorce. In other words, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. It's not your fault. We just don't get along, so we'll just call it quits. So he really made it very easy for people to say, well, you know, we don't really have to work on our marriage. I'm just getting tired of you, so we'll just say goodbye. You know, I know, Laura, you're familiar with the famous song, the Pina Colada song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's such a famous song. Remind me, who is the singer now? Rupert something? It'll come to me, or maybe I'm sure I'll listen.
I don't remember. But
Would you? Anyway, he's the famous Pina Colada song. What he's saying is, the whole message is that, you know, he says, I got tired of my lady. We've been together for so long. The same old recording with our favorite song. So he said that he wrote, you know, the way it goes, he wrote an ad in a paper looking for a new relationship. And then, to his shock, he was really surprised when he finally meets that woman. By the way, she answers Ed. And it turns out, he says, it's you. And he says, I didn't know that you like to go, whatever they like to do together, you know, go walk on the beach, go walking in the moonset, you know, by the moonlight, whatever, you know, going to the moon, whatever people like to do. He says, I did not know you like all these things. So that indicates to me, well, hello, apparently they were living together, but they were not communicating with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he didn't really know who she was, and she did not know who he was. They were just living together.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point is, our whole point is get to know each other, you know. Let's share our views, you know. Let's see what we want to share together in our life. What do we have in common? Again, going mm-hmm. back, what are our requirements? What are our needs? What are our wants? What are our dreams? What are our aspirations? Talk. Let's communicate. Hello, you know. Anyway, we're just about to go to break, Laura. So before we go to break, you want to say something to answer this point?
Or sure, I'll give something for our listeners to think about. Two things when we come back is what I'd like to talk about. Is common interest really enough in a relationship? And the definition of what the piece of paper really means in a commitment.
Okay, very good. And we'll be back after this break.
Have you been struggling to rediscover your sexual life? How do relationships really work? Are there some topics that should be off the table? Listen for Love, Sex, and Communication with host Reverend Dr. Stuart Block. Dr. Block has spent decades helping adults to have more pleasure, satisfaction, and higher levels of communication. It can mean more pleasurable, caring relationships. Love, Sex, and Communication can be heard live every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Variety Channel. Very rarely does our news media spotlight some of the good things that are happening in our world. For more of these good stories and the people that are creating them, tune in to Bread for the Journey with Mariana Cacciatore. Whether these good acts stem from personal tragedy or just a desire to help out and make this a better world in which to live, you'll find inspiration in every week's program. Connect with those that are doing something great for a change. Listen for Bread for the Journey, Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Do you need directions to solid financial future? If so, the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with a roadmap to making smart money decisions in every area of your personal finances. Join Jordan every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for the Money Answers Show on the Voice America Business Channel. Learn how and where to get the best deals on mortgages, cars, and insurance. Find out the best ways to save for college and retirement. Get out of debt, improve your credit rating, and save on your taxes. The Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with great tips on investment opportunities in real estate, stocks, annuities, and other investment vehicles. That's the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman on the Voice America Business Channel every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we're back, everyone, with my wife, Hannah, and our friend, Laura LaMonaco. And as you can you've been hearing, we are having now a serious discussion of what's been going on in our society, and that I say enough is enough. That's it. It's time to get down to business. And Laura, you're
all back? Right.
Are you back, Laura?
Sorry
okay.
About that.
Okay, very good. So I'm telling the audience that now it's time to get down to business. I say enough is enough. You know, and we, as responsible citizens of our society, of our country, we want our values, our traditional values, our the old ways of doing things. We're saying that for thousands of years, tradition and values have stood the test of time, so there's no reason why we cannot check this out again and see, because obviously the way we are going is not working. Agreed on that, Laura?
Yes. Well, I shouldn't say yes. I didn't catch all of that. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But I'm the basic premise is I'm saying, I want our audiences to accept our challenge, and I'm challenging all our listeners that we all going to say enough is enough. That's it. We can't continue like this, and we can't just allow our future generation to be all depressed and discouraged and say, "Well, what's the point of us getting married?" There is no point, because statistically we can end up in divorce. So why? Why should we get married? And they're right. They're right. If I was in their shoes, you know, I would probably say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Okay. I'm sorry. I've lost my train of thought. Okay.
Well, just to tell you what we were discussing with Hannah. So, Hannah, what do you want to say something before Laura gets back her what she wants to say?
Yeah, I'll bring Laura back to her thoughts that she had before we had a break. She actually was talking about what's the difference between a piece of paper and literally making a sound commitment, maybe by even living with each other. Which is really, it doesn't work, because people try each other out and then they get into some kind of bond with each other without having that so-called piece of paper, and they don't know what they're doing to begin with. When we spoke, you and I, in the first show, and Laura was there also, we were talking about marriage as being...
Sacred? Would you say sacred?
Sacred and faithful, and you're sharing with each other, not just your place, you know, your environment, and being together, but you're creating a family, and hopefully you create the other extensions of your family, children. Mm-hmm. And when you bring children into a relationship and a family, you want to make sure that the marriage is going well. Otherwise, the children will be raised thinking, oh, my goodness, my parents have all these problems, and, I'm going to end up like the outside with all their divorce pressures and so forth and so forth, so-called and so forth. But I remember in the beginning, just as we were going into break, Laura was talking about commitment and then people living together and that so-called piece of paper. Well, what is the difference? The so-called piece of paper, all it is really, it's a document that legalizes the marriage by the government, by the civil standards. And when you find that commitment under the, in the church or in the synagogue, you're committing in front of all your friends, as well as the rabbi or the priest or whoever you get married under. And at the same time, it's not just the ceremony. It's the commitment between the two people that they love and honor each other in sickness and in health. And what does that really mean? It means that they should be there for each other and care for each other no matter what. I mean, I actually heard of a couple that the famous Anthony Robbins went to visit. And the couple was a lovely couple. They had just gotten married, and they were very young. They were in their early 20s. And, you know, after the wedding ceremony, they all decided to get into regular clothes. They were in a hotel there, and they all decided to go swimming with all the guests, which was seemed to be a lot of fun. And what happened to the husband, the new husband? He decided to hang around with his friends, and he jumped in the pool in the wrong way, and somehow he ended up paralyzed. And he's paralyzed now, unfortunately, for the rest of his life. And when Anthony Robbins goes to see his wife and himself, this poor couple, they seem to be so sad, because it's literally like almost like their whole marriage and life is on a downside. I mean, they both love each other truly, and I guess Anthony Robbins went there to soothe them and show them that, well, they're still with each other and they love each other very much, and they're there for each other. Now, she could have literally said, I can't live with this person because I didn't marry a person in a wheelchair. But she loves him so much, and they're committed to each other for the rest of their lives. And that's how they're working on it. And they're young. So what does that mean? That means that just because something happens to a person, if you marry a beautiful, if a man marries a beautiful woman, or a woman marries a beautiful-looking man, and that's all surface, and something happens to one of them where they don't have that same beauty, you know? I mean, God forbid something should happen that maybe they get a scrape in their face or they get stitches or whatever it is. That's all surface stuff. But if you don't love the person, you're going to say, I can't live with that person anymore. And therefore, what's commitment? What's the point? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But when
exactly.
you have a sound love between the two people, they will be together no matter what, because they got married to each other, and they're there to help each other and love each other no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that brings back to what I was looking at as far as, you know, that piece of paper. That's also been an issue for a while, people not knowing really what that piece of paper means. And it sounds like you pretty much explained a good portion of what that piece of paper means with your example of the couple who were married and the man became paralyzed the day of their wedding. And that's exactly what people don't realize. When we talk about marriage, people think that, oh, it's just a piece of paper, but in reality, we're not in a society where we're taught what's underlying under that piece of paper. And like you mentioned, I'd like to reiterate, you know, on that piece of paper are rights provided by the government when you get married. They are rights to make decisions in the hospital. You get benefits with insurance, you know, beneficiaries, wills. There's a lot more to that piece of paper than it being a piece of paper with your signature. And that's why I mentioned in the past about, you know, perhaps one of the challenges today is with today's generation making that full commitment because of their fear of not understanding what the piece of paper means, that it's once they sign that piece of paper, their responsibilities are set in stone. Like that couple who chose, you know, I didn't plan on marrying somebody that was going to live the rest of our lives in a wheelchair and paralyzed, but I love that person for who that person is, and we have a good time, and I'm willing to commit and share my life with that person, and I can look at and accept that what I wanted or what I had thought we would be doing maybe not necessarily needs to disappear or be deleted from my ideas or plans, but readjust
it. By the way, Laura, I want to say exactly to you and Hannah, that is correct. So just before we continue, the whole point is, again, so I keep hearing the word responsibility, okay? That's what we have to emphasize here. People have got to learn to be accountable and responsible for each other. Bottom line. That's the bottom line.
Completely different topic, too, because responsibility is a huge issue today. In today's world, in today's culture especially, well, now I haven't been to other countries recently, so I'm not going to speak for those who are in other countries of the culture, but here in America and here in California where I live, I can see that when I speak to others, responsibility for just yourself seems to be so challenging for everyone that, you know, taking responsibility is something that we fear. Again, we fear the unknown. And we could even take it back to, you know, the whole issue about having a child. You know, when you have a child, you're not just having a child. You're taking on the responsibility of another human being. And if you have trouble getting into a committed relationship with somebody your own age or somebody that you can have a relationship with, if you have trouble taking responsibility for that other person, then there is no way you are ready to have a child, because that child cannot return that responsibility.
There you go. And by the way, Laura, on that note, we need to go to a break, and we will be right back.
Sounds great.
What if there was a radio show that could demonstrate how we can cut your taxes in half without diminishing needed government services? One that could explain how to create tens of millions of jobs at no cost to taxpayers, as well as fantastic yet easily affordable health care. Side effects include cutting crime rates nationwide, providing better education for our children, international peace and harmony, and protecting your private personal data from government intrusion. Tune in to Libertarians Working for You with Carla Howell, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Tune in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Variety Channel. It's practical, positive solutions for a happy, empowered, and successful life. You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we're back, everyone. And we are now will just continue our discussion. So, as we were saying before, Laura, so yes, the bottom line is, again, people somehow have lost their sense of accountability to each other, it seems, and they don't want to be responsible for each other. And when things get a little tough, they say, okay, goodbye, I'm sorry, I don't really care for you, and I'm just going to say bye-bye, and I'm out of here. And therefore, it becomes, if people, you know, the expression is monkey see, monkey do. And so people begin to imitate each other and figure, oh, that's the style today, so I'm just going to follow suit. And too bad on my spouse.
Right. Well, and like I said, responsibility for ourselves is something that we try as a culture really hard to do. And when we bring another person in and we are accepting to be responsible for that person in ways that perhaps weren't expected, that can be very challenging. I know you're also a coach as well, Naftali. So when you have a relationship and you see, you know, say you have a younger couple and they have the same goals, but their ideas are different, how could they help their relationship? I know there's a lot of people out there like yourselves, and there's marriage what's it called, marriage and family counseling and therapy. Mm-hmm. There's also, like we spoke in the beginning of the show, the New Age way of thinking with the laws of attraction and manifesting what you want in a positive environment. How would you suggest to our listeners going from, you know, what you're saying about not wanting to take the responsibility of others and, you know, lacking that whole addition in their lives in regards to a relationship, to taking it to what you're talking about now and going back to basics with the result of a happy marriage?
Okay, well, yes, you see, the way it ties in is one of my favorite gurus, among others, is Dr. Wayne Dyer. And if you check him out, his website, the latest thing he's concentrating on is called The Shift, S-H-I-F-T, as in Tom. And the idea is that we all are capable of shifting our attitude, the way we look at things. We are capable of saying, well, look, things are the way they are, but it doesn't mean that they have to continue the way they are. So when I say it's time to go back to basics, I'm suggesting that we need to reevaluate our whole concept of what a marriage is really is compared to what it is today compared to what it should be. And it's going to take a lot of effort. I didn't say it's going to be easy. This is my just initiation here. This is just the beginning of what I am proposing that we must do as responsible citizens to start spreading the word that basically my message is very simple. Marriage is a good thing. Believe it or not, marriage is a good thing. And I can introduce you to a lot of couples who've been married for 50, 60 years. Now, you heard me right. 50, 60 years. And they did it. And you ask them, how did you do it? And they say, very simple. It's a lot of give and take. And listening to each other. And caring for each other. What in health and sickness and all that good stuff. Okay? So, again, all we have to do is evaluate and analyze all these couples who've been doing it for 50, 60 years. And then we'll learn from them what the rest of us are doing, which obviously is not working. And therefore, it appears like we have no choice, and I guess we have to end up in divorce.
Well, you say, you know, again, it takes a lot of effort, and I want to mention, you know, today versus in the past, where, you know, today, in my opinion, from what I've seen at least, I mean, just a silly example would be going into a place of business and you see a lot of younger people. And in my opinion, a lot of times you see a lot of laziness. And, you know, especially with computers and modern technology, yes, everything helps us do things more effectively or more efficiently in some ways, but perhaps we've become too reliable on things where we're learning to have computers take over for us and losing that effort, that ability to really put an effort in. And maybe we need to look at exactly that and not become so lazy in some areas.
You know, Laura, yes.
In a relationship.
Yeah, you know, Laura, you are correct, because the joke is today is that couples get to, you know, a young couple get together and they want to go on a date. So they go to have dinner. They sit across the table at the dining room, you know, across the table, and they text each other. I mean, that's supposed to be
right.
A joke, but hello, I mean, open your mouth, start talking.
And when you're having a conversation on a date, as you mentioned, and the phone rings.
Yeah. By the way, Laura said, you know,
if you're a single parent, yes. I could understand that. Or if you have a sick parent,
yes.
By
the way, Laura, excuse me for just, I must say, apparently the engineer is saying that we have to, time is always running out when you know, you get into hot topic. Okay. So, you know, we will definitely, will continue this. I just want to say to everyone, thank you for being with us today. Thank you to listening to our show. I hope we inspired you and motivate you. Please start sending in your suggestions and let us get together and start moving things around. And therefore, we could be able to say it's time to go back to basics and ultimately see a reduction in the divorce epidemic. So thank you, and we'll see you next time on It's Time to Go Back to Basics.
Thank you so much for listening to our program. Please join host Naftali Schwartz for another edition of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. We'll be here Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Have a very good week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.